Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have a story by Thunderpuff, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is How My First Boyfriend Ruined 1998. Well, almost. My first job out of high school was as a cashier for a big box chain store. You probably know one like it, the one determined to cram every single material desire into an echoing crater of drywall and pop music. Statistically speaking, I'm full of shit, between Black Friday and New Year's, 90% of the U.S. population has endured the trauma of shopping in some similar exploded carnival slash store. Yet, as a teenager, I loved working there. I enjoyed the job thanks to my coworkers, other than Biff, who ran the night shift, had a pentagram tattoo on his neck. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and occasionally nodded off while operating the floor polisher. I really liked my fellow retail slaves. Most everyone was a young part-timer working his or her way through school, just like me. And that's where I met my first boyfriend, Farmer Ted. We'll call him Teddy for short. I was 19 and Teddy was 18. I know what you're thinking. Gross, right? Yes, I was a disgusting cradle robber. I went through a phase, December 97, where I enjoyed the company of younger men. Teddy worked in the storeroom, and I was assigned the most public-facing, abuse-taking position available, the returns department, a.k.a. customer service. Apparently, he'd developed a crush on me when we first met, which he expressed daily via the store phone intercom system. He'd call me at my register, usually while I had customers, and, lowering his voice to an awkward baritone, say something like, "Hey, baby, want to come over to my place in the, home furnishings?" To which I, the older, mature one, would reply, "Why? Do you want me to read The Very Hungry Caterpillar to you again?" He'd sigh, hang up, then call back. "Hey there, sugar pants. What you doing later?" "For the 100th time, I will not watch Teletubbies with you." Click. After a while, I look forward to hearing my intercom buzz, knowing that I'd be treated to some silly G-rated proposal to which I could reply, "Do the Cub Scouts have a merit badge for that?" And if you've ever worked in retail, you know the appreciation for anything, no matter how insignificant, that helps break the monotony of ringing up toasters, batteries, and hemorrhoid cream for 8 hours. Finally, a couple days after Thanksgiving, Teddy asks me out for reals. I knew it was coming. My friend Melissa also worked there. And Teddy had, in order to avoid potential mortification, asked Melissa if I might actually really go out with him if he, like, actually really asked me out. Like, seriously. Melissa told me what was up, and I made an, "Is he crazy?" face. Our little flirtation thing was just for laughs, right? He didn't really like me like that, did he? Since I'd yet to even kiss a boy, the thought of a first date with Teddy, the crank-calling kid from the stockroom, kind of appealed to me. I was curious. What would it be like to go out with Teddy? Or hell, anybody? So I said yes. I hadn't even considered whether I was attracted to Teddy or not. He was cute, but he was Teddy. It wasn't like I'd spotted him across the room and wanted him to have my babies. I feared childbirth. But we had fun, and over the next couple of weeks we hung out almost daily. Each night after work we'd head out to an all-night diner and spend the hours before dawn discussing politics, religion, and the latest version of Final Fantasy. I found it lacking nuance. I have no idea what I'm talking about. With our near-constant contact, Teddy had managed to grow on me like a fungus whose company I genuinely enjoyed. Soon his calls to my register had shifted to repetitive pleas for exclusivity. "I'm not going to see other people. Are you going to see other people? I don't think we should see other people." His attention and borderline adoration finally wore me down. I conceded. Sure, Okay, fine, I won't see anyone else. Which wasn't much of a sacrifice considering there wasn't anyone else to see. That Christmas weekend would mark our 3-week anniversary. 21 days are a whopping 504 hours. And sadly, instead of celebrating the momentous occasion together, we spent our 3-week anniversary apart, the longest consecutive period we'd been away from one another, 72 agonizing hours, ever. Well, since 3 weeks prior, anyway. The Friday morning before the holiday weekend, I'd covered the early shift, and Teddy was working the afternoon. I'd thrown a major hissy in order to get out of the panicky shopper retail nightmare of working Christmas Eve and would be out of town yuletiding with family. That morning, after I clocked out, Teddy and I snuck into the warehouse and made out for about 10 seconds before we heard our manager's footsteps clomping on the concrete. We parted dramatically, as if Heathcliff was condemned to a cardboard-filled dungeon and Catherine was being dragged away from her one true love. It was totally disgusting. And then, just as I stepped out into the store parking lot to leave, Jake approached me. Jake Ryan. Beautiful, handsome, sexy, ridiculously gorgeous Jake Ryan. Jake didn't work there. We knew each other from school. As a matter of fact, I actually had spotted Jake from across the room and wanted him to have my babies. It was an involuntary reaction to seeing such an Adonis in person. He was, in a word, hot. So when Jake Ryan approaches you, you stop everything you're doing, stare deeply into his eyes, imagine him naked, and you pay attention. Now, this is important. I need you to focus here. Because even I have trouble believing me when I tell this story, and I really wish I had the following event recorded on a VHS or Laserdisc. Jake, I really am too sexy for this shirt. Ryan asked me out. He'd driven to my work and waited until my shift ended just to ask me out. Teenage girls, Beatles scream! Shit! God damn it! I finally get asked out by the one guy who every woman in the entire country would happily wear truly uncomfortable underwear for, and I'm fucking betrothed to Farmer Ted. Sweet, funny little 18-year-old Farmer Ted. Jake was 21. Jake was mature. Jake made my brain drool. Did I mention that Jake was attractive? So I did exactly what any 19-year-old girl in her right mind would do. I touched his tan, sculpted, rippled arm and sighed. Jake, I'm seeing someone. I'm sorry, but I can't. Dramatic head drop. Just so much brain damage. Jake pushed back a bit and asked, is it serious? Of course it's serious. We've been together for 3 whole weeks. Geez, dummy, I'm committed. This thing is happening. I'll be sure to invite you to the wedding. Maybe you can be the eye candy pool boy or the kid's manny. We'll work you in somehow, but you and me can never be. I rejected Jake Ryan, then casually left town to spend a weekend sighing heavily and pining for Teddy. When Teddy and I reunited 3 tormented days later, I sat blissfully on his mother's green sofa as we played Mortal Kombat. But something wasn't quite right. Something felt different. As I sat there listening to the violent, guttural noises of Ted's night wolf repeatedly roundhousing my Sub-Zero, something seemed off. He was quiet. He was distant. He just wanted to play video games. Deal is, I like talking, and I'm really bad at video games. It's like suddenly my thumbs aren't opposable. It was obvious to anyone not blinded by that potent cocktail of puppy love and temporary head trauma. We were coming apart. That night, when I suggested we go to a movie, he sighed, then yawned. I'm tired. Uh-oh. Head trauma or not, even I knew what that meant. Sure, maybe my previous dating experience was limited to planning my wedding to Eddie Vedder, but I could still take a mallet-sized hint when it whacked me on the head. Heathcliff wanted a break. That little asshole. Backstory. Teddy had been seeing another girl for about a year before we went out, and apparently he'd broken up with her just a few days prior to asking me out. And, somewhat understandably, she didn't like that. It didn't help that she lived two houses down from Teddy and could easily pop over at any moment. What could possibly go wrong? It was 2 days before New Year's, and to summarize the brutality that was our breakup, let's just say maybe somebody wasn't quite as thoroughly broken up with somebody else. Or maybe Teddy was just finally over this whole older woman thing. Things I considered saying to Teddy when we broke up. Do you have any idea of the sacrifice I made for you? I gave up Jake Ryan, that Jake Ryan, with the eyes and the hair and the body, for you. You selfish, PlayStation-obsessed, barely old enough to vote, Dr. Pepper-addicted monster. Also, your car smells like someone left a bag of month-old Nachos Bel Grande in the glove compartment. It was me. Things I actually said to Teddy when we broke up. Okay, bye. I had managed to convince myself that for once in my long, long 19 years, I'd be ringing in the new year with someone other than my equally single girlfriends. 1993 to 1996, watching VH1's pop-up video marathon, eating potato chips while dyeing each other's hair, I'd be with someone who liked me. Liked me. Sadly, 1997 went out like a dead turtle. On that New Year's, I was slumped over on my parents' living room floor, sobbing convulsively, and watching It's a Wonderful Life. No, no, it's not, and it will never be, ever. That could have been the year I not really watched a pop-up video while making out with Jake Ryan. Instead, I was destined to be alone, especially on major holidays. The pain was agonizing. My life was over. Until 2 weeks later when the winter semester started and Jake Ryan asked me out again. That's right, mother effas. I guess it's like they say. Every time a hot guy asks out an insecure depressive, a Teletubby gets its wings. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at Chris, KK Aria, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. Want to hear more stories like this more often? Please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.